Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them the stories of my adventures visiting other children all over the world. Last night, I was visiting some boys and girls who were getting ready for Christmas, because it's getting near Christmas. And they were all so excited. They were all sitting in their beds, and they were talking to each other instead of going to sleep like their mommy and daddy wanted them to do. And they were talking, "What do you think Santa Claus is going to bring me? What do you think Santa Claus is going to bring me?" And each one was asking the question of each other, you know, and of themselves. And everybody had beautiful ideas. "Oh, he's going to bring me a choo-choo train. He's going to bring me a doll. He's going to bring me all these wonderful things." And then they turned to their littlest brother sitting in his crib, and he was just 3 years old. And they said, "Fritz, what's Santa Claus going to bring you?" And Fritz was 3 years old, and this would be his first Christmas where he really paid attention to what he got. And he said, "Well, you know, Santa Claus is going to bring me a big bag of happiness." And they said, "Well, what's that all about? What's in the bag of happiness?" "Well, I don't know what's in the bag of happiness. It's going to be a big bag of happiness, and he's going to give it to me, and I'm going to carry it around, and I'm going to give some to everybody. It's going to be like the Mr. Sandman's pixie dust, you know, sort of. And I'm going to take it out of the bag and sprinkle it wherever I go." "But you're 3 years old, and you don't go very many places." "Oh, yes, I do. We all go lots of places, remember? I get to ride in the car, I have my special seat there, and I'm looking back at all the rest of you, you know, and I know what I'm doing. And, well, what are you going to do with your special little happiness?" "Well, I was watching how you were playing with some of the kids up the street the other day, and how you were not very nice to them. And so, if I have my happiness bag, when you stop playing with them, I go up to them and sprinkle them with happiness, and they say, 'Oh, we had a lot of fun.' They won't remember that they were unhappy because you were not nice to them. But hey, Fritz, we were meant to be not nice to them." "Well, I don't have not nice people in my world. I only have happy people in my world." "Fritz, you're 3 years old. What are you talking about? Where'd you learn all this stuff?" "Well, I tell you, you guys don't know, but I'm nearer to God than you are." "What?" "Yes. I'm only 3 years away from when I had been living with God personally, you know, and 100% aware of what God..." "What do you mean?" "Well, that's just the way it is. Well, I'm 6, and I'm 8, and I'm 10, and I'm 14. You see, you're getting further and further and further away from God." "Well, what do you mean, further away from God?" "Well, God is happiness." "Well, how do you know that, Fritz?" "Because I'm happy. Am I not happy? I am happy. Do you like me?" "Yeah, Fritz, you're a good kid, but you are always happy. Fritz, you have no problem. You don't realize what's going on in this world." "Oh, yes, I do. I realize this is a happy world, because that's all I know about. But don't you see it on television?" "I don't watch that stuff on television. I wait for the cartoons. And when the cartoons are doing naughty things, I don't even watch them. I just close my eyes and go to my happy place." "Fritz, where's your happy place?" "In my heart." "Fritz, you're 3 years old and you have a happy place in your heart." "Fritz, how do you go there? Can we go there too?" "Well, I'm going to say to Santa Claus, 'Santa Claus, it's getting near to Christmas now, you know. I'm going to say, Santa Claus, bring a bag of happiness to each one of my brothers and sisters so they can spread happiness too.'" "Oh, Fritz, oh, I'd rather have a doll. I'd rather have a teddy bear. I'd rather have a car. I'd rather have, you know, my truck." "No, you'll have those things too. But I'm going to say, God, as my Christmas gift to me, bring a bag of happiness to all the children in my family, including me, and to Mom and Dad." "Well, that's very nice, Fritz. Well, I don't really care if you bring me any gifts at all, because I have happiness. And you know what? Whenever you guys leave the room, I play with your toys. and I have a lot of fun. And when you come back, I let your toys alone and let you play with them, and I have a lot of fun watching you. And I learn from watching you how I should play with your toys. And it's kind of fun, because that's who I am. Oh, Fritz, you are so smart. You are so intelligent. You are so wonderful. No, no. I'm just God. That's all. Oh, Fritz. Hey, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. And he's got his bag of pixie dust. Fritz, is that the kind of bag you want? Mr. Sandman has around his waist? Yeah, something like that. A little smaller. Okay. Super. Well, we'll tell Santa. And climb in bed now and ask your mommy and daddy to give you a big hug and a big snuggle and a big kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And be ready for a good night's sleep. And Fritz, I think you're terrific. Thank you, Mr. Candle. I think I am too. But of course, you are too. And so are my brothers and sisters. And so is everybody in my world terrific. Because that's the way I am. And everybody in my world is a reflection of me. Oh, Fritz, where'd you learn that? My mommy. She knows all those good things. Well, happy dreams, boys and girls. And I'll see you another time when Mr. Candle comes back and says, I'm happy to see you, but for tonight, just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.